Buses, trains and ferries are more expensive today around most of the country after funding for free public transport for children and half-price fares for young people under 25 ended. Now, some councils continue to fund cheaper fares for select groups, but not in Auckland and Wellington, where students, they will be particularly affected. Our reporter Nick James is at Victoria University's Kalbin campus and Jill Bonnet is at Massey University on the North Shore. Let's go to Jill first. What are you hearing out there this morning, Jill?
So the students here are not happy about how it's going to affect their budgets. They're, as you can hear in the background, buses here are coming in once every couple of minutes, and it's difficult for them to imagine how they're going to pay for the transport to get to university, but also to get to placements. They've been talking about how in the countries that they've also studied in, it's a lot cheaper, and saying that for some, they're thinking about actually just turning up in a car instead.
There's a range of concessions, isn't there? And because some councils are able to subsidise, but not Auckland yet.
Well, Auckland, in theory, is giving 20% to tertiary students, but that's down from a half price fare for them. So for this age bracket, they're quite badly affected. And one student told me that system isn't working anyway. He's already tried to get on and it's not worked for him anyway. Elsewhere, the school children are also affected, because I suppose the most affected are the 5 to 12-year-olds, where parents weren't having to pay for them to get on a school bus. But they will have to pay, and the prices also for the 13 to 19-year-old bracket have doubled.
All right, thank you, Jill. Jill Bonnet there. Now, at Victoria University's Kalbin campus, Nick James is there. Good morning, Nick. What are you hearing?
Good morning, Byron. I've been here as tens of students have been jumping off the bus to get to their early morning classes. And essentially, the response I've heard is that they're not happy with it. I've heard varying responses of disdain towards the return to full fare prices, with some saying that it's frustrating, annoying, and that it will drive more people back to cars. They've also raised concerns about how it will impact the economy, with the potential of less people moving around, and how it will impact the environment.
Yeah, and remind us too what, again, I think we heard yesterday, there's no, not much. There is always some subsidy from councils, but it's not enough when in this instance. There's still some concessions. What's the situation in Wellington?
Yes, so in peak times in Wellington, those aged 19 to 24 with a SAP card in zones 1 and 2, which are sort of the central city locations, will be $1.84 and $3.02. However, if a traveller is studying at a tertiary institution, those fares are $1.38 and $2.27, respectively. So a bit cheaper, but people are still feeling the pinch here. Most of the people I've talked to have said that, people will be drived away, and that they're pretty gutted about it.
Thank you very much. That is Nick James at Victoria University's Kalbin campus there, just reporting on those changes that have come through today on the half-price fares, in particular for young people under 25, ending.